I wanted to say just a word. It just came to me that the judgment of God coming upon Egypt, you know, recently there were all those churches and all those Christians that were.
Yes.
Buried. Christians was spilled recently in Egypt, and this is the response of God to that event.
As well as to Israel.
Could it be?
Yes.
Could it be?
It's, of course.
Yes.
It's all included.
Yes.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and he's going to avenge every drop of blood dropped.
Amen.
And I'm glad you brought that up. That's very recent. Within how many? New Year's Eve. How many were killed?
No, quite a lot.
Yeah.
It was exciting. I've got all the articles at home.
Now, I was told that Ramus started a school in Egypt in January. So we have to pray. Now, of course, the American government probably has ordered them to come home. Yes. Yes. A student, meaning of the Rhema student or?
Yes.
CUFI on campus.
And asked to pray for that student. It sounded like it was a male student. She didn't mention, I didn't see a name.
We're going to CUFI Monday. So I'm sure we'll find out who that is, but God knows his name. He's barricaded. We pray the blood of Jesus be his barricade. I'm sure he knows to do that, and we join him. In the name of Jesus. Turn to Zechariah. Zechariah is such a book. And I think we'll turn to chapter 2. I think where it is. Amazing, amazing. All right. In the book of Zechariah, there's eight visions that he has in one night. And they're all about God's plan to restore Israel and to restore Jerusalem. And he sends messengers. And he sends this messenger in chapter 2. This is the third vision. I lifted up mine eyes, and behold, there was a man with a measuring line in his hand. Then said I, where are you going? And he said, to measure Jerusalem, and to see what is the breadth and the length thereof. So what he's doing, he's a heavenly messenger, and he's measuring restored Jerusalem. When it's restored in the earth, how big it's going to be. He's measuring that out. And behold, the angel that talked with me went forth, and another angel went out to meet him and said unto him, run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of people and cattle therein. So many people are going to be coming home to Jerusalem when it's capital of the earth. And it's already burst past its walls. For I, saith Jehovah, will be unto her a wall of fire about her, and I will be the glory in the midst of her. Ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north, saith Jehovah. In other words, come home, Jews. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heavens, saith Jehovah. Deliver yourself, O Zion, that dwells with the daughter of Babylon. They're all out in the Babylonian system, out in the world, but he says, come home. For thus saith Jehovah of hosts. Remember, if it takes armies to do this, he'll do it. After the glory has he sent me. Now, here's what you remember. Everything's going to end up in the glory of God. The future is as bright as God can make it. Everything's going to give God glory. So this angel came because of that reason. After the glory hath he sent me unto the nations which spoiled you. The nations which spoiled Israel and treated them badly are going to be judged. And this judgment is going to end up in glory. For he that touches you touches the apple of my eye. For behold, I will shake my hand upon them, and they shall be a spoil to their servants, and you shall know that Jehovah of hosts has sent me. So here you see that Jehovah of hosts is going to judge those nations, and he calls it shaking his hand upon them. So now we'll go back to Isaiah and see that about Israel. Well, let me read you this from Baron. This is going to be ending up in the vindication and display of the glory of God. First in the judgments which he is to inflict on the nations who have oppressed Israel, and then in the exhibition of his grace in the deliverance and salvation of his own people, and also in blessing which is to come to the Gentile nations after Israel is restored, and Mount Zion becomes not only the seat of Messiah's governmental rule over the nations, but the center of the true worship of God on the earth. He has only to shake his hand, and the enemy of God and of his people, no matter how formidable they may be, will become as women. And that means weak. Weaker. They won't be able to stand up against Jehovah of hosts. So that's back in what we just read. It's in Zechariah and it's in Isaiah. Isaiah 19. In that day, verse 16, you could write, if you want to, the reference over in Zechariah beside it. And the land of Judah, verse 17, shall be a terror unto Egypt. Everyone that makes mention thereof shall be afraid in him because of the counsel of Jehovah of hosts who has determined against it. So Egypt is going to be frightened of Israel. Now we're going to move over into the future. Even though Egypt is going to be judged, somehow they're going to be one of the nations that makes it into the millennium.
Probably because they gave the Israelite sanctuary.
Right. They did. They gave the Israelite sanctuary. And they gave Jesus sanctuary. They gave the Holy Family, you know, Joseph and Mary. So God, there are some things he judges and takes all the evil part out. And then he'll let there be a remnant that will be. Yeah, he separates. So verse 21. Oh, no, where are we? Verse 18. In that day, this is speaking of a future day, shall five cities in the land of Egypt speak the language of Canaan, which is Hebrew, and swear to Jehovah of hosts. One shall be called the city of destruction. Now, you can see in here, it says, or of Heres, or of the sun. People have a lot of trouble with this word. One way you can translate it is righteousness. That there will be a city in Israel, in Egypt that's called righteousness. In that day there shall be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar at the border thereof to Jehovah. A pillar, this word for pillar, is a border marker. Mm-hmm. Even you going in over the border, there will still be borders and nations in the millennium. You go over into Egypt, Not you. You could be. You've got a glorious body. You can fly in there if you want to. But people that have to still go in these bodies and they still have to walk across the border or drive across the border, they're going to see a pillar there that's to Jehovah. Isn't that wonderful? And it shall be for a sign and a witness unto Jehovah of hosts in the land of Egypt. For they shall cry unto Jehovah because of the oppressors. And he shall send them a Savior and a great one. And he shall deliver them. I'm sure that's Jesus.
Mine says champion.
A champion, yeah.
What that Hebrew word would be in that.
Let me see. I'll look it up, Brenda, if it says it. A great one is probably the one they're calling champion. It's probably Gavur. Like Gabriel, Gavur. And he shall deliver them. And Jehovah shall be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians shall know Jehovah in that day, and they shall do sacrifice and oblation. See, sacrifices are going to be renewed during the millennium. Yea, they shall vow a vow unto Jehovah and perform it. And Jehovah shall smite Egypt. He shall smite it and heal it. I think the smiting's going on,
yeah.
Will go on until the time when he turns and heals it. And they shall return to Jehovah, and he shall be entreated of them, and he shall heal them. You talk about the mercies of God. In that day, and this is the glorious future, there shall be a highway out of Egypt to Assyria. Now, this is much bigger than Syria. This is Assyria. The ancient Assyria nation enveloped a lot of a much broader area and many broader places. There shall be a highway out of Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrian shall come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptian shall serve with the Assyrians. In that day shall Israel be third with Egypt and with Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the land. The blessings of the nations will come when they accept Israel. And then it'll be a blessing to all of them. If they would accept them right now, they'd be blessed. But if they fight against them, they're making judgment on themselves. Whom Jehovah of hosts, okay, we'll do it again. In that day shall Israel be the third with Egypt and with Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the earth, you might say. Whom Jehovah of hosts shall bless, saying, blessed be Egypt my people, and Israel the work, and Assyria the work of my hands, and Israel mine inheritance. Remember that it says in the 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy, Jacob is my portion. So his portion among the nations as nations is Israel. His portion out of every tribe, every kindred, every tongue is the church. We come from all of them and make up a body. We're his inheritance. And there's a glory in his inheritance. A glory in his inheritance, Israel, and a glory in his inheritance, the church.
Israel is his earthly inheritance.
We, his earthly people, and we are his heavenly people. I like it. Now we can turn over to Zechariah. And all the book of Zechariah is about the future. From that point. Zechariah chapter 14 at chapter 14 when the Messiah comes. Behold, the day of Jehovah comes, and your spoil shall be divided in the midst of you. I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. Now, this is going to be at the end of the seven-year period that's called the tribulation. There will be a big, final Gog-Magog war, at least of that period. And the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. But then shall Jehovah go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. This is going to be a battle that's headed up by the Antichrist. The church is gone. He thinks he can get the Jews, but they're going to look up. They're going to see him coming on a white horse. We're on horses behind him. This is from Revelation 19. We'll come back, yes, behind him. His feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a great valley, and half the mountain shall move toward the north and half toward the south. Let's go down to verse 9. Because he's going to call all the people before him, Matthew 25, all the nations that are alive at that time, and he's going to separate the sheep nations from the goat nations. And then they're going to go into the millennial reign, the visible kingdom, and he's king over all the earth right then. And Jehovah, verse 9, shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. Into verse 11, Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. And this shall be the plague wherewith Jehovah will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. Now, we'll go down to verse 16. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations, who's going to be left? Those nations who treated Israel right during the tribulation time. Go over to Matthew 25. Mm-hmm. The sheep nations. Mm-hmm. Matthew 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him. Now, this is not when he comes in the rapture. This is when he comes in his glory, puts his feet down on the Mount of Olives. Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations. We can read about that valley of Jehoshaphat in other scriptures. There's going to be coming a split in that Mount of Olives. It's going to open wide, and all the nations are going to be brought down there to judgment. And it says in Joel, some of them are going to be judged very badly because they divided the land. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, the goats on the left. Then shall the king say, he's king now over the earth, say unto them on his right hand, come you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And then, of course, the ones on the left, they're going to be gone. Where will they go? Inasmuch as you did it not unto one of the least of these, verse 45, verse 46, you shall go into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. So the sheep nations are going to be on the earth. They're going to have longevity restored to them in bodies like this. Not glorified bodies like you have. And the goat nations will be gone. All right, here we go back to chapter Zechariah 14. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations, the sheep nations, which came against Jerusalem, shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, Jehovah of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. That fall feast, that harvest feast has never been fulfilled, and it will be fulfilled. And they're going to go up there to keep it. Doesn't mean every single person has to go, but a representative. And it shall be that whoso will not come up of the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King Jehovah of hosts, even unto them shall be no rain. And if the family of Egypt go not up, this is another scripture, out of the mouth of two witnesses is everything established.
Isaiah's one witness. Zechariah's another witness that Egypt's going to be around in the millennium. If the family of Egypt go not up and come not, they'll have no rain, and there shall be the plague wherewith Jehovah will smite the nations that don't come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all nations that don't come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. They're not going to have any rain. And so, in that day there shall be unto upon the bells of the horses holiness unto the Jehovah, and the pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and Judah shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts. And all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and seed therein. And in that day there shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of Jehovah of hosts. That's the earthly temple.
Did you see where it was on Debka about the excavations underneath the city? They had a thing about that.
The city of David?
Yeah, and it was in that Debka file and underneath all that, and they said it was all Israel and the pool. Even they talked about
yeah, the pool,
the waters.
The waters.
So I thought that
the waters are being dug that are going to flow big and heavily. Yeah, they're being uncovered all right now.
Yeah, that seems like right.
They're going to flow right down there to the Dead Sea.
And that verse 8, you know, it talks about those waters.
So what do we think? I think Jesus is coming. People before, you know, they say, well, they missed it. That they didn't see all this happen. And they thought there was a big thing that kind of split a lot of Bible teachers in 1914. That's how the Jehovah's Witness came to be. Because Judge, what was his name? I've forgotten his name. He predicted that the earth was going to, that Jesus was coming a certain day, 1914. Well, when he didn't come, he made up this story. But he did come and took a bunch of people with him. And that's all that's going to get to be in heaven. And then everybody else, the best you can do is live on earth if you're a Jehovah's Witness. So we're not naming dates. But in 1914, they hadn't seen these things come to pass. Israel hadn't become a nation. And hindsight's easier, better than foresight, you know.
Don't you think part of it is they didn't know the Bible? They didn't study it enough to see the sign?
I think Judge Rutherford was his name. He probably did, but you can take the Bible and you can make it almost anything, say anything you want it to say. And so he probably marked out signs from that day.
Sages.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got a phone call from a friend of mine, and we've known her for years. She's gone to Israel a couple times, and she's been a missionary to Romania, and she adopted a little gypsy girl. Now that little girl's 16 years old, or 17 years old. But anyway, she was just talking to me and sharing what was all going on in her life, and she told me, she said, Brenda, I've been watching this Jewish network TV channel. I don't know if I get it or not. It's called JLN. Has anybody ever heard of it? And she said, they are talking about the Mashiach coming. And she said it's all in the air. It's in the sages and the Torah.
Oh, yeah, they're watching these same signs.
They got in their Bible, they're talking about the Mashiach time. It's time for the Mashiach. And she said, there's two little Jewish boys. She goes, my favorite show is these two little Jewish boys. They're probably in their 20s. And one of them's named Jeremy, which is, I'm sure his name's Jeremiah. And the other one's name's Ariel or something like that. And she goes, they have their little key paws. And she goes, they go everywhere. Yeah, they're little preachers, really.
They're really good.
And, and she says, do you want me to look at you guys? And she says, they will go everywhere. She goes, they go in shopping malls in Jerusalem, and they'll have like a microphone and cameras, and they'll go, they'll ask funny questions. You know, they're teenagers, they're kids, you know, they're fun. And they'll go, if the Mashiach were to come today, how do you think we'd get him elected? And one of them said, Well, hasn't he already come to America? That was a joke. But that was the answer. They were, you know, they're joking about stuff like that because, you know. But anyway, they'll say anything to anybody. And she goes, then this one girl goes, well, I'm Jewish, you know, but I don't really believe in the Mashiach. Oh, and then they have this little thing. And they say the prayer that it's their tenets of faith or something,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, 13 tenets of faith.
And, you know, of course.
One of them is, I believe in the coming of the Mashiach.
Yeah, and so they say, well, repeat after us. And so they basically lead her into the prayer. And she says she's crying. And he said, say, I believe in the Mashiach. He will come. He will set up his kingdom. And she said, Brenda, it just thrills my being. It just thrills her. And she said, they're all talking about this Mashiach and how he is coming. And so I just thought that was interesting.
That's why their number one hit song was Mashiach, Mashiach, Mashiach. I believe that he will come. And if he does not come in my time, I still believe that he will come. And that's what they all were saying in the ovens when they died. I believe in the coming of the Mashiach. And if he does not come in my time. Yes?
There is another sign right now which I just received from France. It was in French from a journalist who is born again and said, the Jews are leaving France. The
yes.
Jews are leaving Holland. The Jews are leaving Europe. And they're going back to Israel in many numbers, great numbers. And also some of them are coming to North America. Which they are not supposed to. They're supposed to go to Israel. But I know, I've known for a long time that a lot of the French people had bought apartments in Tel Aviv.
Yes, they have.
And those apartments were just under lock and key because nobody was living there. But now they're leaving Europe. They
Absolutely.
Said France is the most dangerous country for the Jews in Europe today because not so much because of what the French think, but because we have 6 million Arabs living in France.
That's exactly right.
And in Amsterdam, the Jewish people dare not walk by themselves anymore. They go out in groups. People are throwing things at them. And the Jews feel that they are not wanted in Europe anymore. So they're leaving. But that's
absolutely
a sign.
That is a sign. It's a good sign. Father, we have talked and talked. And now we want to pray. We're going to ask you to direct our prayers, especially to people like that young student we heard, and people whose very lives are at this very moment. It's one thing to sit here and read about it and rejoice about it. And there's another thing to be barricaded. So in the name of the Lord, let's ask him to use our prayers. Just pray any way you want to, folks. Any position. Angels! Go! Go! To assignments that the Lord God of hosts would give you. Angelic army, respond to your commanders and your commander in chief, the captain of our salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe. Don't be afraid. Alavra soda barakaya nene kohovre dilianda. Ishi di briswat oro kohora bakala kalianda rego dovre vegrianda. Ishi di briswat oro kodoria della gandash karianda rego dovre vevericini. Ishi di briswat ole mokoria makala kahaletin yene koria della kadianda.
Ijili briswato lo moria makahalakaya nene kovra deli kandia no kora bakala kalatia. Shili vidir swandio ro koria bakala kali di andro govre deli anda. Ili vidir swato lo goda le vratia no mokoria makala kali di andro goshedie. Ijili briswato lo moria makala kadinia. Ijili briswato lo koria makala kali di andro godavra vavashita. Ijili briswato lo moria makala kali di andro govre deli gala kinya nora. Nora, 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 Nora. Born again, born again. Colevra has the bros with the moria macalaca di anda. Egidi briswato lo godoria de gadavrava vashita. Egidi briswato lo coria macalaca di anda, godoshki di ecteri godavrava vashita. Eli briswato lo coria macalaca di anda. Egidi briswato lo macalita. Tala makale kalianda kahalita kahalita kahalita. Brave, very, very, very brave, very, very, very brave. Portion, the Lord's portion. We lift up the Lord's portion, His people. We lift up the Christian people. We lift up the Jewish people. We lift up the individual people. We lift up the students. We lift up Arosta Makaya and Hindia and Nombre, the diplomats. Papalita, 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 papalita. Oh, the hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord. Elevra brasota la mahala kalyanda ragola telyanda ragodavra vavisita. Ejili Matoria Makahala Garianda Godavra Vasita La Mariata, Elivri Kondala Kaya Nicolevre di Lianda, Ishili Broswita, Bosuita, 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 Colevre de Kayan and Kahala Makaya Nicovranda Le Kiliada La Gondadie, Elivri Bresua, Tula Marakini Andoria de Legava Vasita. Open, 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 open the open heavens, the open heavens, the open heavens. We lift up the open heavens, the open heavens, the open heavens. We're watching and praying. You said to watch and pray. You said to watch and pray. We're watching and we're praying. Open heavens, we lift up the open heavens, we lift up the open heavens. By and by, by and by, by and by. Elijah. We lift up Elijah. Koliana na harianda na dovre vreditia. Elibido vospanda la boria bakalagadi anda na godavra vashita. Poriana kala halianda na godavra. Elibrator marikilia anda na godavra vashita. Eshini bratuania akalavra halikalianda na godavra vreshita. Elibrituano no koria makalagadi anda na godoshkiri aide. I libri tua dono gondiana non nobre calacaliandere godobre vilcaciana e scede brasuato no coria macalacaliandere godobre. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, la maratigna no cora. Oh, la brada cariana no coria bacalacaliata. E la brother son di le calacaliada regodosh criade regondavra. Shepherds, the shepherds, the shepherds. We lift up the shepherds. We lift up the shepherds. We lift up the shepherds. Signs, the signs. Elijah, Elijah. Colavrandale brede, the spirit of Elijah, the spirit of Elijah, the spirit of Elijah. Announcing the way of the Lord, announcing the way of the Lord, preparing the way of the Lord, preparing the way of the Lord, preparing the way of the Lord. Alabrada sonu makaliandala, remove the stumbling stone, remove the stones, make the path straight, make the path straight. Ah, halabranda, and level, and level, and level, and level. Oh, Girivrato la Macaia nella covra della Calacalia non nombre. Alle bredon delle vreti la Caia nella cohala brata. Ele vri del son delle Calacaia. Ele vri baracaia nella cohora baracahala ni calacaha nica. Lord God of hosts, Lord God of armies, Yahweh Sabaoth, Lord God of hosts, Lord God of armies, a captain of our salvation, captain of our salvation, angelic forces, arise and do, arise and do, arise and go. Papalita, 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 born again, born again, born again. Lord God of armies, Lord God of armies, protection, protection. Oh, the wall of fire, the wall of fire, the wall of fire. God is a wall of fire. God is a wall of fire. Our prayers are a wall of fire. Our prayers are a wall of fire. Oh, la brasi de makaya de kovra de kaya de kovra de kala dino na na nina. The Lord is a wall of fire. The Lord is a wall of fire. The Lord is a wall of fire. And the glory, He is the glory. He is the glory. He is the glory. Shalabra de la Cora, Macahala Maratina, Nora, Maratina, 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 the Maritime, the Maritimes, the Maritime. Oh, La Mara, Nicolana, Nicola, Cala, Galida. Oceans, the oceans, Amaratisha, the seas, on the seas, on the seas, on the seas, on the coasts, on the coasts. A fire of protection upon the coast, upon the coast, upon the coast. Ila brotora makala kalyanda, a line of fire upon the coast. Varatolomoria makalakaya. Brave, be very brave, be very, very brave, be very, very brave. Oh, Malakaya nena kombra kalakala dilianda. Ejidi vraswana makaya nena kola deliata. Be very, very brave. Be very, very brave. Be very, very brave. Be very, very brave. The Lord God. The Lord God. The Lord God. Oceans, the oceans. We lift up the oceans, Lord. We lift up the ships at sea. Ahalamara nena God. The protection of the Lord on the ships of sea. The protection of the Lord on the ships at sea. Ora makaya ne nikole deli branda la baria no kalamaya, the carriers, the carriers. We lift up the carriers, Lord. We lift up the carriers, the aircraft carriers. Open heavens, open heavens, open heavens. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. Programs, the programs. We lift up the programs, Lord. We lift up the programs. Kalavrandele melita la nainyan nora makaya nene ninyan non nyandi. Elevrada bakarandali. Elevrada kondali kalai. Elevrada kondali kalai. Elevrada kondali kalai. Elevrada kando. Elevrada kuta. Alabada gona makarara galaba. Oshenikalaka. Oshenikalaka. Baba bahasita. Baba bahasita. Prepa kaladatya. Prepa kaladatya. No, 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 you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. Don't, no, you don't, no, you don't, no, you don't. Back. Go back in the name of Jesus. 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 Shortly, shortly, very, very shortly. Shortly, shortly, very, very shortly. Shilevrando robrasa kalamakaya no no nombre. The one who gathered Israel, you said we'll keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. Lord, we know you will keep Israel. You never slumber and sleep. You who keep, you who guard over Israel. And you said to the nations, listen here, nations, you said, the one who gathers Israel will keep him as a shepherd does his sheep. You keep your promises, and you are keeping Israel now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabasata. Oh, Lavra de la Combre, Calacala, Dili, Andorogodavra. We lift up the Jews who are going home from Europe. We lift up those who are leaving France. We lift up those who are leaving England and those who are leaving the European nations. Elebraswata. We lift them up to you that you will roster a Makaya, that you will keep them in their journey. 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 Life, life, life. It is life. In many cases, it is life, life itself. Life, life, life. It is life. It is life itself. We pray for the Rhema heads of the Egyptian school, the Beamers. We lift up the Beamers, Lord, to you in Jesus' name. We don't know where they are right now. We don't know if they've gotten out. We don't know where they are, but we know wherever they are on this face of this earth, you will protect them. And we stand with them. We stand with that student that a CUFI has reported being barricaded. In the name of Jesus, we stand with that student. Lord God, Ilebro Telebra Marakayan in nombre. Oh, Labra Marakayan and Kalakayan in Andie. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. In the name above every name, in the name above every name, in the name above every name, in the name above every name. Oh, haramasita la kaya na nekola dele kala dalianda. Ishili braswa tunamo koreata. And we pray for the peoples of this earth to awaken Father. Elimorote, to awaken to Father, to awaken to our Father, to awaken to Father God. Oramasita, to awaken to the Rosted Amakaya, the Lord Jesus Christ, to awaken to the Spirit of the living God. We pray for the awakening of this earth to its Creator. Ishalavrandale Metoria. Oh, merciful God. Oh, merciful God. Oh, merciful, merciful God. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for mercy. Alabrasa, you are merciful and we recognize your mercy. And we thank you for it and we praise you for it. We thank you for it and we praise you. We lift up the prayers. People on this earth who are praying. Father, I lift them up. I lift their health up. I lift their wealth up so that they can pray and do what you want them to do. I remember with Brother Halverson, you gave him wealth so that he could give his time to prayer. Just like you did to the tribe of Issachar, the tribe who knew the times and what Israel ought to do. You gave them the best land so that they wouldn't have to work so hard in their crops and their growing, so that they would have time to study. And Father, I pray for the prayers that they'll have a roster and Micaiah, they'll have income. They'll have a roster of Micaiah and inundi de Kali Adondia. They just won't have their nose to the grindstone all the time. But that you will bring them affluence and you will bring them monies into their coffers so that they can have more time to pray as well as to give. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you and we give you glory. We thank you for your goodness and your kindness to us. We're going to CUFI now, Father. We're going to Christians United for Israel. And we join as the leaders gather there. We join, Father, in asking you to give us insight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth as to what you want us to do and our place in the things that are happening. We pray for Prayer Mountain. We pray for Migdal. We're going to talk to lawyers in San Antonio, the same lawyers who handle Christians United for Israel. We're going to ask them to handle our Migdal project. And Father, we just ask you for your favor with them and your blessings and quicken us and make every road smooth for all the things we need to do with that Israel project in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anybody have something you want us to pray for? Just speak it out. Yes, Lynn. The fires, and what are they doing? Little fires that would try to become big fires because we have a lack of rain. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray for the wall of fire to set up a backfire against the fires and the rains of God to come in blessing and not in cursing. In blessing and not in cursing against the fires that would burn Ilodoshka, out of control. Orabasanda, we trust you to bless the firemen. Bless the first responders. Bless the firemen. Bless John. Bless Terry. And bless all the others who are involved in this. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you that all of the environs around our places are safe from fire. We put up a blood resistance to the fires of everyone represented here, their homes, their towns, their neighbors, in the name of Jesus. Anyone else? Yes.
Weather, Monday night, Tuesday, snow, ice, mist.
Okay. All right. I'm leaving town Monday morning. So maybe some of you who have to stay here should pray. Bless the Lord. You know, this heavenly mess is caused by the shaking in the heavenlies. And those wicked spirits in the heavenlies who are the prince of the power of the air, the god of this world, when they get shaken, they like to shake things. Yeah. I've heard that already New York has had more snow than any winter ever. Yeah. And so he's trying it again. Yeah. I don't know exactly how far we can go with our authority. I know we can go from around here. All right. Bless the Lord. Let's pray.
I know with when Ron prayed, you know, we talked to the jet streams.
Yeah.
I don't know what we'd need to tell them, but
I hate to send things on other people.
I'm not a weatherman. I used to know all that stuff. I forgot.
Let Donna speak.
We want the moisture.
We want the moisture.
So we need to be careful of the rain, how we word it.
Yes. That's what I think we should, and that's what happened in Australia. They prayed so hard for rain, and then they got the worst floods they ever had. They've been praying for 7 years for rain. And Patsy Caminetti's talked to me about it.
I know what we could do. We could just ask that the temperature not get so cold.
In the name, yes. Lord.
See, I was reading, we have a book called Brother Bevington, and my favorite chapter in this whole book is the children's chapter. Have you guys ever read it?
Have you ever read Bevington?
It's great. And
this book was recommended to me by John G. Lake's daughter. That's how we came to know about it. Bevington.
Marvelous miracles.
Marvelous miracles.
And he was a man that, you know, prayed in the Lord.
Just a humble little man.
Yeah. And, you know, and he was in the early part of the early century, so he prayed in the log and haystacks, and people would kick him out, and he'd sleep in haystacks. And he was just quite a man. But anyway, he had missions, and he did whatever the Lord told him to do, he did. And he didn't care if he liked him or not. He just did what the Lord told him to do. So anyway, he has a chapter in the book, and it's the children's chapter. And he writes it in the first person, and he's a great writer. And they didn't take anything out of his book. He even says, if you want to know more, please write me. And he gives his address in Kentucky. But anyway, there was one chapter he was talking about this. He goes, I can't leave out how God answers children's prayers and how he trained children to pray. And he gives an example of this little girl that got saved out of a little mission that he won to the Lord. Her parents were alcoholics, and she was just little. She would go to home, and she would make her parents say the prayers, and they would be drunk, of course, and they thought it was cute. After she did this about four times or 4 months, they finally broke down, and they got in the mission and got saved. And he got him a job at Procter & Gamble. He called it Soap Company. When Mr. Gamble was still alive, who actually helped him with the missions financially. So anyway, this little girl, her name was Katie, and he was on a mission on one of his other little missions. The Lord had him on another part of town, And the Lord said, go visit, a voice said, go visit Katie. And he went on, he goes, on the other side of town, I'm on this thing here, the Lord's got me going, I need to do it. And he was going to go to get a soup bones, what he's going to do, and make some beans and some bread, and he was going to feed this family that didn't have any food. That's what his mission was. And then the Lord voice said, go visit Katie. And this is 2 years after Katie's family's got born again and working at the soap company for 2 years. And so then the voice said it again, go visit Katie. And he went on, and then he said, are you not or are you will? Go visit Katie. And then he shivered, and he took his 20 cents, and he went on the other side of town, took a train cart or something, and visited Katie, knocked on the door. The mother answered the door. She said, we've been praying for you, Brother Bevington, to come. And Katie was in the corner crying and beside herself. Make a long story short, Katie hadn't gone to school because she was nine. And the little neighbor boy, well-to-do, his name was Edward. They were playing croquet, and Edward's mother called him to go to the store to get some food or whatever, and he did. And then so Katie's there, and then the mom calls him again, and so Katie decides that it took him so long. She goes back into her house, and she helps her mother with her dinner, cooking her dinner. Well, Edward knocks on the door, and he says, one of my croquet balls is gone, and Katie, you stole it. And she said, no, Edward, I didn't take your ball. And he goes, yes, you did. You know, you got to realize this is, you know, in the early part of the century. And, of course, it upset her so that he thought she did, and he told all the kids at school. And, of course, from a very wealthy family, they ostracized her, and they called her a thief and a liar. And when she walked on the sidewalk, they all walked on the other side of the sidewalk. So she would come home, and she would say, please don't make me go to school. Please don't make me go to school. And the mom couldn't calm her down. We go, we know.